بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث من كنا فيه آواه الله في كنفه وستر عليه برحمته وأدخله في محبته: من إذا أعطي شكر، وإذا قدر غفر، وإذا غضب فتر. A very beautiful hadith, authentic narration of Hakim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three qualities, whoever possesses them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this person refuge in Allah ta'ala's shelter, special protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will cover him with his mercy, and Allah ta'ala will include him in the circle of his love. So the three rewards are protection from Allah, special mercy of Allah, and Allah's love. So these three qualities, you should all try to acquire them. Man idha u'tiya shakara. That person, when he is given something, some favor, some gift, then he is grateful. Grateful to Allah, and grateful to the source and avenue from which he received it. Grateful to his parents for whatever they have given him. Grateful to his benefactors, whoever has blessed him with anything. A person cannot be thankful to Allah Ta'ala if he doesn't thank the people. So he is thankful to the people also, and he is thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That's why we make dua for a qalb shakir, not a heart that is always complaining and ungrateful, but a heart that is grateful, to look at everything with the light of gratitude, with the sight of gratitude. Allah, I am not deserving, but you have blessed me. Allah, this car you gave me, I make shukr. Many people don't have these benefits of having a vehicle. They are walking in the hot sun. Allah, make shukr. Allah, you gave me a house. I make shukr, you gave me a house. Allah, you gave me food. So everything we make shukr for. Person comes out of the toilet, ghufranak, alhamdulillah, alladhi adhama anni al-adha wa afani. After eating, alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani wa saqani. After drinking water, alhamdulillah. On every occasion, the person is making shukr. Allah, you are making it happen. So, إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرْ. Every small and every big favor, he is making shukr. Sometimes a person should read Salatul Shukr also. Ulama say in our nafil salah, we can make intention, multiple intentions. Salatul Tawbah, Hajat, Salatul Shukr, Isti'ana, Istikhara, Ishraq, Salatul Duha, depending what time it is. So specifically with dhyan, to make intention, Allah, I'm making shukr for all your favors and bounties. Then there is a dua, shukr of the morning, shukr of the evening. We should learn these. Ulama have emphasized, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Morning and evening, shukr for the morning, shukr for the evening. And the hadith says that عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How strange is the matter of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. That every condition that he finds himself in, there is khair for him in that. If difficulty comes, he makes sabr, that is good for him, he gets reward. And if good times come to him, إِنَّ صَعْدَةُ صَرَّاءُ شَكَرٌ. And if he experiences affluence, and if he experiences ease, prosperity, and he makes shukr, then that is good for him also. There is reward for him in that. And in making shukr, we are securing our ni'mat and bounty. Ulama say, make shukr for iman. Sometimes we don't think, make shukr. Allah, you gave me tawfiq to read Fajr Salah. Allah, you gave me tawfiq in the month of Ramadan to fast, to read Taraweeh. Make shukr. Allah, gave me good health. Falak alhamdu wa lak ash-shukr. Make shukr. And through shukr, Allah Ta'ala will secure your bounties for you. That's the first thing. The second thing, وَإِذَا قَدَرَ غَفَرَ. When he has the ability to take revenge and retribution on someone that harmed him, hurt him, غَفَرَ. At that point in time, he forgives. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after all the difficulties, he comes to Makkah Sharif in the 8th year after Hijrah as a conqueror. It was in the month of Ramadan. And he said, I forgive you, there's no blame on you. He forgave them. Wahshi radiallahu anhu, the one that killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so affected. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his tawbah, his Islam, And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him also. So like that, we must have that huge heart to forgive people. Small, small things, small arguments. Like as the Mufti Sahabi says, we got like a pigeon's heart. Small, small hearts. We can't forgive people. You must have a heart like the ocean. Whatever filth you throw into it, it still gives you pure water. You can still make wudu and ghusl with that water. So our hearts must be very, very big. In this way, a lot of unity will be created. If someone is understanding, just be understanding and overlook and forgive. Otherwise, for years, like the saying goes, someone needs to be forgiven, but you need the peace. You're carrying that weight with you, not sleeping in peace, not living in peace. Why? Because you've got a fight with someone. Someone needs to be forgiven, you need the peace. So opt for the peace and forgive the person. Lighten your burden. So that's the second thing. Third thing, وَإِذَا غَضِبَ فَتَرَى, which is linked to the topic of discussion. When he becomes angry, then he is calm. He becomes angry, but he controls his anger. He breaks his anger. He becomes calm. He remains silent. He doesn't act upon his anger. When a person does these three, shukr, forgiveness, and controlling one's anger, Allah Ta'ala will include him in his special shelter and protection. Allah will cover him with his mercy. Allah will include him in the circle of those that he loves. Allah Ta'ala grant us these beautiful qualities.